Hey everyone, welcome back.
Yeah.
Today we're diving into something that I think we all struggle with a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's productivity and collaboration.
Ooh.
Yeah, and thankfully we've got this awesome source called AI-Enhanced Business Tools and Consulting Journeys. And it's really got a
Nice.
lot of practical advice.
That's great because it feels like this AI wave is just crashing over all of us right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's changing how we work so fast, and it's like, how do we
Yeah.
ride that wave instead of
Yeah,
getting, like,
totally.
wiped out?
Yeah. What I like about this source is it doesn't just like
Right.
throw AI at the problem and say, figure it
Yeah,
out.
yeah.
It's about how do we use our human skills
Yes.
and combine them with tech to really create something
Yeah.
much more powerful.
Like, they get that we're not robots. We're
Exactly. Yeah.
humans, and we're working with other humans.
Exactly.
And so this source is really cool because they introduced this platform
Okay.
called DigitaBlue, and what they're doing is they're like blending traditional consulting methods
Interesting.
with these AI-enhanced tools, and they have these things called consulting journeys, which we'll get into in a bit.
Very cool. So it's a hybrid approach,
Yeah.
taking the best of both worlds. And I
Exactly.
think that's powerful. And think about your own work.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the things that you know work, but imagine if you could layer on top of that
Yes.
AI tools to make it even more efficient, to
I'll
get
do
even
it.
better results.
Okay, so let's break down these AI-enhanced business tools that they
Yeah.
talk about.
Yeah.
They've got three that really stand out to me.
Okay.
The first one is the collaborative SWOT. And this one I thought was really cool because it focuses on anonymous brainstorming.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, sometimes you're in a meeting and you're kind of like hesitant to share those like
Oh,
really wacky ideas.
totally.
You hold back.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to like sound stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's brilliant about this is that anonymity, it unleashes
Totally.
creativity.
Yes.
It levels the playing field, and those innovative ideas can come out
Yes.
without people being afraid of judgment.
Exactly. It's like that psychological safety that
Right?
just lets people be more free.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the next tool that they talk about is the Quick Brainstormer.
Okay.
And this one is interesting because it uses AI to combat bias.
Interesting.
So it's trying to unlock more creative ideas by getting you to break out of those
Yeah.
like thought patterns that we all get stuck in.
Absolutely. And AI can kind of be like a
Yeah.
thought partner in a way. It
Yes.
helps you to see things from a different angle and escape those ruts that
Yeah.
you're used to being in.
Okay. The last tool, and this one I'm really excited about,
Okay.
is the BI Collector.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a data nerd.
You are.
So this
You.
is like right up my alley.
Yes.
So what this tool does is it gathers insights from places that you might not typically
It's interesting to
search.
look.
Yeah.
So it's like going beyond those usual suspects
Yeah.
to get like richer data for better decision making.
So it's like instead of just skimming the surface, you're like
Yes.
really diving deep
Yes.
and finding those hidden trends
Ugh.
and patterns that might have gone unnoticed
Yeah,
otherwise.
it's like having an AI detective,
I love that.
right? Like on your team.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit
Okay.
and talk about these consulting journeys.
Okay.
They sound kind of like structured processes to tackle those big
Absolutely.
challenges that businesses face.
Right.
And one that they talk about is future readiness analysis.
Okay.
What's interesting about this is it's all about becoming proactive
Oh, that's interesting.
instead of reactive. So it's
Yeah.
like in this crazy world that's constantly changing,
Yeah.
it's almost like a roadmap to help you anticipate those future trends
Right.
and be ready for them.
To thrive, not just survive.
Exactly. It's like having a crystal ball. Oh, wow.
But instead of the just like vague predictions,
Right.
it gives you that framework to analyze those big long-term trends
Yeah.
that could really impact you.
And that ability to anticipate and adapt is so crucial,
Yes.
not just for businesses, but for individuals too.
Totally.
Think about your own career.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you building the skills and networks that you need to stay relevant in the future?
Wow, that's a good point. Okay, hold on. I got to process that for a second.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, let's circle back to DigitaBlue.
All right.
I'm curious about these campaigns that they've got running.
Yeah.
They mentioned Ecosystem Pulse and AI at Work.
Okay.
I want to know more about those.
Yeah, so Ecosystem Pulse basically focuses on measuring and improving the performance of innovation ecosystems.
Okay.
So think about like your smartphone that didn't just like appear out of nowhere.
Right.
It came from this vibrant ecosystem of companies and researchers and investors all working together, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So these ecosystems are like the breeding grounds for innovation.
Precisely.
Interesting.
And ecosystem pulse is about understanding how healthy and vibrant those ecosystems are.
Makes sense.
Because a thriving ecosystem benefits everybody.
Totally.
Okay.
What about AI at work?
Yeah. So what I find compelling about this is the focus on already today.
Yeah. They really emphasize that.
It's not about waiting for the future. It's about what can you use now
right.
to leverage AI in your work.
Okay. So it's about bridging that gap between the hype and the reality.
Exactly.
I like that.
And to make that bridge even stronger,
yeah.
let's bring in the minds behind all of this.
Okay.
We have Thomas Westerholm
all right.
and Svante Paulmann.
Okay.
Both experts in their respective fields.
Cool.
Now, Thomas, he is incredibly passionate about helping consultants
yeah.
leverage these new methods to expand their reach and impact.
So he's all about empowering consultants to be more effective in this new world.
In this new world of work, yeah.
Cool. What about Svante?
So Svante is focused on taking those time-tested consulting methods
yeah.
and transforming them into powerful digital formats.
Oh, I like that.
It's like he's saying, look, we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
We just got to make it roll faster and smoother yeah. with technology.
I love that.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this first part of our deep dive,
yeah.
I'm curious what stands out to you about this idea of like human expertise
mm-hmm.
and technology coming together, especially when we talk about
yeah.
productivity and collaboration.
You know what strikes me is just the potential for us to become so much more effective
yeah.
as individuals and as teams. Like we can break free from these old limitations
totally.
And achieve extraordinary things when we harness
yeah.
both human ingenuity and this technological advancement.
Yeah, it's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
And collaborating in new ways.
Absolutely.
This is awesome. I think this is a perfect place to pause yeah. and reflect. We'll be back soon to dive even deeper into this.
Sounds good. I think it's clear the future of work is all about this synergy between human skills and AI.
Right.
And it makes you think, like, what steps can you take today yeah. to leverage all this stuff?
Yeah, that's the question, right? It's like exciting,
yeah.
but also kind of scary.
It is.
So before we go too far into the future, let's come back yeah. to this future readiness analysis thing.
Okay, yeah.
So they describe it as this guided process for identifying
yeah.
these huge long-term trends and figuring out how they'll impact a business.
I think what's so powerful about that is it's proactive.
Totally.
You know, instead of just reacting to change,
yeah.
you're anticipating it.
Yeah, it's like having a roadmap.
Yeah.
But it's not just showing you the way, it's helping you create the way.
Absolutely.
Which is way more empowering than just being like, ah, well, hope this works out.
Exactly. And this isn't just for big companies. I mean, this applies to you too.
Think about your own career path. Are you future-proofing yourself?
Oh my gosh, you're blowing my mind again. Okay, hold on.
Take a minute.
I need a second to process that.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk more about those Digital Blue campaigns.
Okay.
We talked about ecosystem pulse and AI at work,
mm-hmm.
but let's dig a little deeper.
Okay, so ecosystem pulse, they're talking about measuring and improving the performance
yeah.
of these innovation ecosystems.
Yeah.
And you hear ecosystem, you might think nature.
Right.
But in business, it's this interconnected network
okay.
of all these organizations, individuals, resources that all go into innovation.
So like a bunch of companies, startups, researchers, investors, yeah. all working together, pushing each other forward.
Exactly. And the health of that ecosystem really affects everyone.
Makes sense.
A thriving ecosystem means more collaboration,
yeah.
knowledge sharing, access to resources.
And it's good for everybody.
Exactly. It fuels innovation and growth.
So even if I'm not in like Silicon Valley,
right.
I'm still impacted by these innovations. Exactly. It's all connected.
Wow.
And that's what's cool about ecosystem pulse. They're trying to understand
yeah.
the dynamics of these ecosystems, how to improve them so innovation can flourish.
That's awesome. Okay. The other campaign, AI at work.
Yeah.
I like how they emphasize the already today part.
It's happening now.
Like, don't wait for the future.
Yep.
Figure out how to use it now.
Exactly. And that's what's exciting to me. It's not just hype.
Yeah.
It's about how AI is changing things right now.
So like automating tasks.
Yeah.
Analyzing data, better communication.
All of that.
So we got to be aware of all this stuff and figure out how it fits into our workflow.
Absolutely. Stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
And that brings us back to Thomas and Svante.
Yeah.
They're all about helping consultants use these tools to improve their work.
They're like the trailblazers for this new era of consulting.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
And that's the point, right? It's not about being intimidated by all this.
Yeah.
It's about seeing it as an opportunity to work smarter, collaborate better, and make a bigger impact.
I love that. So for everyone listening, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
How are you seeing all this play out in your world?
Yeah, think about that. And we'll be back to wrap up this deep dive.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, as we wrap up this deep dive into, you know, AI and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that tech is just one piece of the puzzle.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we can have all these fancy tools.
Yeah.
But without the human element, like our creativity and how we adapt and connect with each other, it's just
totally. It's like having a super fast car.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to drive.
Right. The real magic comes from that combination of the skilled driver and a well-made machine.
And that's what I love about this source.
Yeah.
It's about finding that balance between expertise and technology.
Working together.
Yeah. So for our listeners out there who are thinking, okay, this is all great, but how do I actually use this stuff?
Right.
What advice would you give?
I'd say be open to learning. Be curious.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try new things.
Yeah.
Think about the problems you're facing in your work
and
see if these AI tools can help you solve them.
It's about finding what works for you.
Exactly. There's no one right answer.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
What if you could digitize your own expertise?
Whoa.
What would that look like? What unique value could you bring to the table?
Wow. Those are some big questions to think about.
They are.
It's not just about listening to us. It's about taking action.
Exactly.
So we've talked about a lot of cool stuff today.
We have.
From AI brainstorming to future-proofing your skills.
Yeah.
But now it's your turn.
It is.
It's time to take all this and start using it.
So go out there, experiment. Embrace the possibilities.
Yeah.
Figure out how you can use technology to be more productive.
Be more creative.
Yeah.
Collaborate better.
The future is happening now.
It is.
And you can be a part of it.
So until next time, keep learning, keep pushing the boundaries, and keep having fun with it. Thanks for joining us, everyone.